We're out this morning at Grapevine Golf Course for the Gateway GMC Charity Golf Tournament benefiting the Do It for Durrett Foundation. And Gordo has the wireless right now out talking to golfers. Come in, Gordo.
Yes, you have me.
We do.
All right. Yes, I'm out here with a wireless microphone. I talked to this gentleman right here. How are you, sir?
Hi, Gordon. How are you?
I'm doing well.
You got a great beard.
Thanks. You too.
What you do for a living?
I'm an ex-UPS driver, actually.
Oh, how many years you drive for Big Brown?
33 and a half.
Dang, 33 and a half. That's a long time.
It was.
Long time. How'd you get started doing that?
I just got hooked up with a buddy, and he got me on, and there I went.
And now what are you doing in retirement?
Playing golf out here mostly and checking you boys out.
What a life. When did you start listening to The Ticket?
97 or something. Uh-huh. Long time.
Yeah.
Every day in my truck.
So it has been a while.
Wife, kids, that whole business?
One wife, stepson out of the house, three grandkids. Uh-huh. It's all good. Yep.
How do you like being a granddad?
It's okay. They live away from
it's
us.
It's okay.
I mean, I don't get to see them as much as we'd like to. You know, they grow up at home, but it's cool. Yeah,
okay.
It's all good.
And what's your dream car?
Dream car.
Is it a big brown truck?
No. No.
If you never had to drive one of those again?
Yeah, I'm done. I'm done with brown trucks, man.
All right. Take care. All right. All right. We'll talk to this young lady over here. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm great. How are you?
And you're here in an official capacity. What are you doing over here at the table?
We are selling raffle tickets. We are selling mulligans. We are selling hats and koozies. It's going to be a great day.
Uh-huh.
And we are going to benefit the Do It for Durrett Foundation.
Good. What's your name?
Nikki Koyman.
Nikki. Nikki. Yes. George says hi. George.
Hi, George.
Hello. It's George right in there.
Tell her about George's comeback.
George is making a comeback in golf. Have you heard about this?
Let's downplay
no,
that.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. He had retired from golf after a very traumatic incident where he was attacked by a mountain lion on a course. And now he's come back after the wounds have healed.
I know. It's terrible.
The physical wounds healed in a few weeks. The emotional scars lasted a little bit longer.
Yeah, does he need a hug?
Yeah. Would you like to give George a hug? Come in here. Let's give George a hug. Yeah. Come here.
Tell her that he's got a lot of big tournaments in Ireland coming up.
Okay, yeah. George's got a lot of big tournaments in Ireland.
Yeah, going to Ireland.
What a seedy hug.
Thank you so much.
It's lingering.
It's a nice hug.
Don't squeeze him too hard. George is having bathroom issues.
Don't say that. Yeah, it's from the entry from the mountain lion.
He's having bathroom issues, and he doesn't always wash his hands.
I am not. I do, too.
He's feeling you took it too far.
Okay, yeah. He is feeling that. Do you have a favorite band?
Oh, goodness. Put me on the spot like that. I love all music.
How tall are you? You're 5 foot?
Oh, I mean, maybe 5'1.5".
Okay. Yeah. Okay. I wasn't too far off.
Yeah. But I got a 6 foot son.
Oh, you do?
Weird, right?
Yeah. How tall is your husband?
5'10".
Oh, so he's smaller.
Okay, we could take him then. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Not quite 6 feet.
He's out there on the course somewhere.
What's the tallest guy you ever dated?
6'4".
6'4". What was that like?
Interesting.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever talk about it with your husband? What? How much you like that 6'4" guy?
The 6'4" guy still meets us for happy hour sometimes.
Oh, wow. That's so uncomfortable.
Jeez. Huh. Does your husband know that you dated him?
Yes. That was high school, college.
Yeah, that's a long time ago.
Where'd
you go to college?
Now.
How old are you now?
That's a loaded question, but I will be 46 in March.
That's not bad. It's not great, but it's not bad. I mean, come on.
How old
that's
are you?
Young.
Me? I'm 61.
That's not bad.
I mean, come on.
Same thing.
It's kind of held up.
It's fine.
No, I'm not 61. But anyway,
happy to have you
I'm older.
Here today. Thank you guys so much for
being
here.
Absolutely. Yeah,
our pleasure.
Great tournament. Great cause.
Do you play golf? You're wearing, is this a tennis outfit or golf outfit? I have no idea.
Okay. Tennis. And I don't play that either.
You don't?
No.
You just wear the outfit?
Yeah. Why not?
I wear biker outfits, but I don't. I'm not a cyclist now.
Yeah, no.
It's for his club going on Friday nights.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. My men like me in biking outfits, so that's the way that works. Okay, what was your sport of choice when you were growing up?
Like to watch or to play?
Play.
Nothing.
Okay.
Yeah.
She didn't
thanks
play
for your
sports.
Time.
Yeah. Good thing. Yeah.
All right, now we got to make it back out here. And see
nice
if we
to meet
somebody.
You.
Oh, he's getting so tired of making room for us out here.
No,
I'm so sorry.
Okay.
So sorry. Hey, what's happening? How are you doing?
Hi, good. How are you
doing? You playing
today?
Out here today?
I'm not playing, but I have something for you to sign.
Oh, yes. That's the thing that I need to sign.
Yeah,
yes.
I need to
told about
that. You lust for them.
Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable, but I will do that. Of course, I will.
Thanks for being here,
yes,
Gordon.
Absolutely.
Thanks for being here.
Good to see you, Emily
Jones.
Emily Jones, yes. Oh, wait, you showed me a picture.
Not,
Oh, you were at a ticket thing?
We played yesterday.
Oh, that was here?
Y'all set up. Well, I went in there.
Oh, okay. Yeah, people taking opportunities, photo ops with our ticket table out there, acting like they were broadcasting.
Oh,
last
okay.
night. Yeah, it's always fun. What's up?
Did you guys sign my book?
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely. I was like, boy, I got so much stuff to sign here. Well, that's a yellowed copy of this.
It is original, sir.
It is. Yeah. Looks like it's been water damaged in some way. All right, I'll sign that in just a second. Now, I wanted to talk to one other person. Hi, how are you?
Howdy, I'm good. How are you?
You don't want to talk to me, do you?
I don't mind.
Yo, you don't mind. Okay. Okay, what's your name?
I'm Jessica.
Jessica. And how long have you been working for Microsoft?
I unfortunately don't work for Microsoft. I'm with Next Step Recruiter.
Heard of how? Yeah, okay.
Oh, Next Step, they had us out here.
Yeah,
today.
Thank you for having us out here today.
Absolutely, happy to have you.
Yeah, George is getting back into golf.
How's he doing?
He's doing really well.
It's early in the process.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
24. Did you go to college?
I went to Texas A&M and OU and UNT.
Wow. Whoa, boy.
You transfer portal stuff. Yeah, she got in the portal.
What happened there?
Well, I started at OU. I did 3 semesters there, and then I transferred to Texas A&M, finished my undergrad, gig'em, and then I did an MBA through UNT.
Okay. Where is your heart, though? Is it an Aggie? Yeah.
Aggie sounds heart? Like Aggie.
Definitely an Aggie. I got my Aggie ring right here, so.
Oh, good, good. And are you dating, married, anything like that?
I just got engaged about a month ago.
Is he an Aggie?
No, he went to UNT.
All right.
Yeah, UNT guys, they're the worst.
Yeah, and he roots for Texas, which is even worse than that.
Oh,
so
man.
Unstable. Yeah, so George, that's George in there. He's the one who's getting back in golf because Ireland invited him to play.
Tell her he's playing in the Irish Open.
He's playing in the Irish Open.
No, I'm not. Wow. I'm not playing,
is he playing
any
today?
Tournaments.
No, he's not playing today because he has diarrhea. But
I don't have diarrhea.
But hopefully that'll be cleared up by next year when he goes to Ireland.
Absolutely. I was going to say if he plays today, he should probably get some of those mulligans.
What's that?
The mulligans that you can purchase.
Yeah, he needs to buy a lot of mulligans. Yeah, they don't. You know, oddly enough, they don't sell those in Ireland. And that was the home of mulligans. Like the original guy, Mulligan, he actually lived there.
Sam Mulligan.
Yeah, Sam Mulligan was his name. Anyway, well, thank you for your time.
Absolutely, thank you.
And thank you for your service.
To what?
Military. Did you do military service?
I did not.
Oh, okay.
She was an Aggie.
She was an Aggie.
Yeah, Aggie is military adjacent, I guess, right?
It is, but I do appreciate all of the veterans in active duty for their service. What
Veterans nice Day is
a beautiful, beautiful message. Yeah. Veterans Day is coming up. It's going to be on
Monday.
Monday.
Yep.
You heard about that?
I did. It's also my dad's birthday.
Oh. Well, happy birthday to your dad. Maybe he listens. Maybe he doesn't. But what's his name?
His name is Mike.
Okay. Hey, Mike. And how old is Mike?
Very unusual.
I think he's
going
to be 64.
Oh, he's Gordon's age.
I think he's going to be 64.
He's going to be 63.
He's going to be 63. Okay. He's a year younger than me. All right. Well, thank you. Thank you. Nicole, right?
Hi, son.
Jessica. Thank you, Jessica.
All right. Way to go, Gordo.
All right.
Talked to a lot of people out there.